Well, for example, up in Cesar, my friend Jason Ashmore has to say about what's going on in our local communities, okay? Because we're a local radio station, and this is we broadcast to. Well, I got a status update last night after The Bachelor, which, by the way, that's a whole other deal. There's not going to be a Bachelor update today because we've got another like 2 hour show tonight. We'll go over all that in a second. But the mayor of Cesar said, attention, Cesar residents, you will notice police vehicles at the Cesar Opera House. We do have a beaver on the loose in town. He is cornered and professionals are working on trapping the very large beaver. No, I'm not kidding. So you can imagine, as folks were driving through Cesar downtown by the historic Cesar Opera House and seeing, you know, 3 to 4 police cars with lights going on, what in the world's going on? There was a beaver on the loose. They put a video of the beaver, you know, and it's a big one. It is a big beaver walking through town. And believe it or not, beavers, when they're cornered, hey, they're pretty dangerous. You corner any wild animal, you're asking for it. And it reminded me of comedian Jeff Foxworthy, and he says this is probably the most redneck story he has ever heard. And I thought about the residents of Cesar last night when there was a beaver on the loose. And I was so glad. By the way, everything worked out okay in Cesar. Everything is fine. The beaver was captured humanely, and it was set loose in its wild habitat, which is not the Cesar Opera House. It's, you know, somewhere down by the creek with the trees it can, you know, chew on and what have you. The comedian Jeff Foxworthy had this story about a beaver.
He said, well, he said, my wife and I decided if we ever had the chance to meet you that we had to tell you about the time we were down at her family's house, and while we were there, her brother got his nipple bitten off by a beaver. I said, you have my attention. Because it's kind of hard to walk away from a story like that. You're almost required to say, how did that happen? Oh, and they were happy to share the whole tale. Apparently, the brother and his buddy were driving down the road, and a beaver ran across the street, and they accidentally hit it with a truck, and then the beaver went down into the ditch on the side of the road. So they decided they were going down in the ditch to find this thing because they wanted to take it to the taxidermist, because we all know how pretty they look on a Thanksgiving dining room table just holding that turkey up. So he said he went down in the ditch, he found the beaver, he picked it up by the tail, and he said, look at it. It ain't cut up or bloody or nothing. And apparently, nothing is the word that brings a beaver back to consciousness. And at that point, the animal lurched out and bit his nipple off. Did not bite it, bit it off. O-F-F off, bit it off. That is a new kind of hurt right there. And it is so rare, I am at a loss for words. The only reply I could come up with, I said, I bet that is the only time in history the headline of the paper could include the words beaver and nipple and nobody'd be offended by it.
True story right there. Everybody, hey, the beaver was captured and replaced. It's A-OK.